So the epistle for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanliness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice under sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, the grace of God, life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruit you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Please be seated. For the wages of sin is death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the epistle today, we have St. Paul painting for us a picture. He paints something that we can see they are two worlds apart. One, he talks about the slaves of sin. And then on the reverse to that, he talks about the servants of God. He mentions how the slaves of sin, they yield themselves to uncleanliness and to iniquity. And then therefore, the fruit of that work will be their death. A spiritual death, more so than just, we can say, a physical death. But then on the reverse, he talks about the servants of God. These are one that are free from sin and they serve Almighty God. And for them, the fruit will be their sanctification and life everlasting. And so with this, he puts these two opposing things up for our contemplation, for us to think about. And he shows to us of how in that, well, yes, the wages of sin, it's death. And so when we think about the wages for something, it is what is owed to it. It is what is given to us. You know, you think about working out in the world and the wages that you receive. It is a compensation for the work that you have done. And so he clearly shows how then, because of our sins, well, the wages for that, what we've earned from that, will be our death. And so St. Paul is trying to help us to understand, is trying to explain to us, of pitting these two things up, yes, of saying, well, this is the one side. These are the people that have given themselves over to iniquity. And from that iniquity, well, they what they have earned from that will be their death. And then on the reverse are the ones that are pleasing to Almighty God. And therefore, what they have earned will be life everlasting. And so that is why then, when we have talking about this parish mission, just to try to make the application for you. And as I mentioned, a parish mission is a great opportunity for the graces from God. It gives us a time, if you're not able to go on retreat, it gives you a time to contemplate and to think about the things of God, to have these conferences that are given to you. And granted, the first conferences, they hit hard because they do remind us of the consequences of our sins. And so, yes, it will be something that will help us to maybe have a greater contrition, to make a better confession. And I encourage you to try to maybe prepare for a general confession, because it is a great opportunity for us. Because the whole purpose of the parish missions, are to elicit a greater contrition for our sins and a greater willingness to serve Almighty God. And so that is clearly what St. Paul is talking about. Of how the one side, you have it clearly, that they will end up in hell because of that. And that we see then with the application in the gospel. You know, by their fruit you shall know them. I mean, any of us, if we planted anything and it bears no fruit, well, naturally then we think at that point, well, then we just need to throw it away. Cut it down, toss it. Because if it is not bearing what it should be, if it is not giving to us what we're asking from it, you know, what is the purpose at that point? And so that is why then we can clearly see in the gospel account is this application of our spiritual life. A good tree, one that has a strong spiritual life, will produce good fruit. And on the reverse, a bad tree will produce bad fruit. Or as he calls it, an evil tree will produce bad fruit. And it's impossible for it to be any other way. A good tree will not produce bad fruit, and a bad tree will never produce good fruit. It can't be that way. And so clearly for us, it is an understanding of what St. Paul is trying to get across to us. Of helping us to try to see and to apply. And that is what I mean with the mission that is given. I mean, granted, it gives us the opportunity to look back at our lives, and maybe we have many sins to repair for. But it is not meant to us to discourage us. The whole purpose of the missions are to go toward God, to bring us closer to Almighty God. And so, yes, we can think back and we can see maybe the mistakes that we've made in our lives or the sins that we've fallen into in the past, and maybe even sins that we still fall into. But it's to help us to elicit a greater contrition for our sins, a greater understanding of how we should be living our lives. And so with those conferences that are given, as I say, they start off and they hit hard because they remind us if we stay in that state of being in sin, we will be lost. But if we are trying to work ourselves out of that, if we are trying to live a good life, if we are trying to receive the sacraments on a regular basis, well, then we will see clearly the graces that God will give to our souls. The graces that God will give to our souls in order to help us to reach our sanctification. And that is the fruit of one being a servant of God. Is this idea of the sanctification of their soul, and from the sanctification of their soul, they will save their soul. And so that is why with the parish missions, yes, the Redemptors are famous for preaching the parish missions. It is their purpose. So St. Alphonsus de Liguori, that is why he started them. They spend some time in prayer and meditation of the truths of the faith, and then they go out and they preach. And so for Father, he goes out and he preaches to many different parishes, and he constantly has this. Where he goes and he preaches conferences, he hears confessions. Just to let you know, when I was in Post Falls, he had come out to Post Falls to do a mission, and in one day he had ended up hearing over 11 hours of confession. You see the fruit, though, from that. And he has a great zeal for it. I mean, when he spends, you know, 4 or 5 days in a parish, depending on the size, he will hear many, many hours of confessions. And it is with that zeal that they have that they will bring souls over. They will convert souls. Convert souls even at that moment because of the power of the parish mission. And that is why when we give of ourselves, if we're generous toward God, God is not outdone in generosity. And so, yes, granted, maybe we had a struggle. Maybe we've lived not a life that is always pleasing to Almighty God. But not to be discouraged by that. To go forth and to come and to try to give of ourselves to Almighty God. And He will repay that. He will repay that to our souls. And so that is why I encourage you now to look at the conferences that he gives. And to try to make the time for that, as I say, the efforts that we make in being generous toward God, he will never be outdone. There will be many graces for your family, for your souls. I mean, that is why, you know, I've asked Father to come in and to preach this. Because that, we can say, is a special vocation of a redemptorist. Yes, to hit hard to the souls, but in order to try to get them closer to God. And those of you that have been on retreat, you see that same thing on the retreats. The Ignatian retreats start the exact same way. They start off, they think about the sins, what are the consequences of our sins, they think about hell, and then from there, after you made your general confession, after the prodigal son or daughter has come home, well, then you think about the things of God. You think of heaven. You think of all the graces that God gives to you. And so the same thing, the same idea with that of St. Ignatius that he puts into, you know, the 5 days of the Ignatian retreats. It is meant for 30. And so therefore it's squashed in, crammed into just 5 days for when you go on retreat. And so a parish mission is the same way. That is why he tries to give, you know, different conferences each day and over a span of 3-4 days. And so for you, it'll start on Sunday the 18th and then we'll continue through Wednesday. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. You know, to come, to listen to the conference. As I say, you can gain a plenary indulgence just by attending all of the conferences. Just as you were able to receive a plenary indulgence for attending the first masses of a newly ordained priest. I mean, look at these opportunities that you have. The opportunities that God gives to us. I mean, there are graces that are offered to you. I mean, don't let them go by. Don't let them pass by because, well, we have other things we need to do. Your eternal salvation is the most important thing that you can do and to work on each day of your life. And so that is why then when we look at what St. Paul says, they are worlds apart, slaves of sin versus servants of God. There's like an abyss in between the two. And so therefore, to pray for these graces and to ask for these graces, and clearly we see in the gospel, by their fruits you shall know them. God can clearly see with our soul. He can see whether the fruits are there or whether it is a bad tree producing bad fruit. And we see the consequences of that. The bad tree will be cut down and will be cast into the fire. For us, that is very clear what he means by that. And the application to our soul is the exact same way. We could just transfer the word and putting a bad soul produces bad fruit. And so therefore, it will go to hell. It will burn in fire. And so that is why we must take the opportunities that are given to us. Take what God gives to us. Because very clearly we can see, you know, the wages of sin is death. But a good life will produce life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.